Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 11 with verses 7 through 10. By faith, Noah, warned about what was not yet seen, with reverence built an ark for the salvation of his household. Through this he condemned the world and inherited the righteousness that comes through faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. The anaphora poem uses the same words at the end of every line, sometimes referred to as an end rhyme poem. I'm using today is describing the belief of faith, where the invisibility is captured by fate to understand in surrender how each case was built upon by grace. You can hear Paul describe how each in their own obedience and to God, placing God first, each began to practice what they preached, hearing the words of God in their lives as the grace to accomplish the impossible, because God told you to do it. Today the world is denied by living as God asked you to live, seeing charity as the goal of living in Christ Jesus. Live your faith by fate as a disciple of Jesus, acting upon each case by sharing redemption as the power, persistence, and purpose, truly describing you as His grace, where eternal life gives you the peace to sustain what God has made. It's difficult sometimes to understand what it means to have faith, fate, each case, and grace as an understanding of what makes your world become one in Christ Jesus' grace. It's an amazing opportunity to seek the Word of God each day in practice, pray unceasingly, and proclaim with confidence what it means to live God-inspired, Spirit-led, and Christ-fed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife Toni and my mother Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we'd pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who have no one to speak on their behalf, as we lift up those who recently entered the church over Easter season. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our Kairos brothers, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 7 through 10. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It is an anaphora poem that uses an end rhyme, but the same words is where the anaphora comes from. It's titled, Faith Comes from Righteousness, Inherited as Grace. Warning came to Noah by faith. Seem not listening to God as his fate. household's salvation. World condemned, ark built, his case. Faith comes from righteousness, inherited as grace. Obeying Abraham, too, in absolute faith. Inheritance received, place he went by fate. Going where knowing not was his case. Country foreign, land promised, sojourned in grace. Jacob and Isaac, tent dwelling with faith, promise same the heirs by fate. City looking with foundations of God was their case. God's maker. God is maker and architect of grace. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is May 12th, 2022. We're recording this morning at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're praying that your faith, your fate, and in your case, that God has given you grace. Our good friends John and Marie, we will call out to you each day as a beautiful testimony of what it means to live as one in God's grace. Amen. Peace be with each and every one of you as we close today at 7:11. In the name of universal utterings, bringing you to heaven. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, give us grace.